Welcome to this introduction to The Pea and the Princess for ages 3 to 7, written by Rachel Barnett-Jones, directed by Gemma Last. The audio described performance at Polka Theatre is on Saturday the 15th of March. There's a touch tour at 1 p.m, the introductory notes will begin at 1:50, and the performance begins at 2 p.m. The performance lasts for approximately 1 hour without interval and will be audio described by Kate Taylor Davis. Polka Theatre's website tells us, "It's time to tell the real story of The Pea and the Princess, one which no one has ever heard before. Leap into a high-velocity adventure into the world of a ninja princess on a mega mission, a practical prince concocting the best inventions, a queen with a slightly worrying crown obsession, and a very green baddie indeed. Featuring super catchy songs, some familiar fairy tale faces, and a brand new twist in the tale, this is a story that you definitely wouldn't want to sleep on." There are three actors, two female and one male, who each play one of the main roles in the story, but also help with narrating and playing smaller parts as events unfold. The main parts they play are a queen, a prince, and a princess. And before they become these parts, they all arrive in the auditorium to say hello. Two white rabbit puppets also pop up every now and then when help is needed. The actor who plays the queen has pale skin and brown hair worn up. She has loose purple trousers and a matching waistcoat with shiny silver buttons and silver brooch. Under her waistcoat, she wears an elegant cream blouse that ties in a bow at the neck, and matching her buttons are a pair of silver trainers. As the queen, she adds a silver tiara, and later at night time, she adds a shiny purple dressing gown and a matching nightcap, still with her tiara in place. The prince is played by a stocky black man with neat short afro hair. He wears light brown trousers and a deep blue shirt with a green wool waistcoat with pockets near the waist and chest. The pockets on his waistcoat reflect his favourite place in the castle, the library, each pocket with a design of a colourful row of books. Next, we meet our dynamic and adventurous princess. She has light brown skin and curly afro hair worn up in a high ponytail. She wears fancy black leggings that fasten up the side of the leg with red laces and gold buttons. Her black vest top has a bright red centre section, and she has shiny red lace-up boots. Over her top, she wears a pale pink cropped cardigan, and over her leggings, a bright yellow tutu-style skirt. Though when we first meet her, her outfit is shielded from the rain by a big yellow rain poncho. When we arrive in the auditorium, the stage is open to us, and home to what appears to be two giant books. Each is about 3 meters tall and a couple of meters wide. The one on the left is red and positioned upright, with the title The Princess and the Pea beneath the image of a fairy tale castle. Just to the side of it is a small set of wooden steps. The second book is to the right and dark blue. It rests on its side with the title Sleeping Beauty beneath the image of a huge magnificent dragon. There are also several stacks of smaller books dotted about, sometimes used as a stool to sit on or a table to perch a plate on. The huge books, though, are more than they seem and open up to become different parts of the palace that the princess visits. The front of the red book opens like a huge door, the back of which is lined by shelves with a notice board in the centre and cupboards below. On the notice board is a map of the castle grounds. A blind is pulled down over the right side, and on it is the image of library shelves stuffed with hundreds of storybooks. When the blind is lifted, it becomes a bedroom in the castle, with a narrow bed, initially with a single mattress and pillow. The wall behind the bed has 6 portraits of different queens, each one holding a football-sized green pea. When the book to the right is opened up, one side lowers down to the ground to become a green carpet. The other has a green TV-sized screen in the centre, surrounded by more shelves full of colourful books. The TV screen belongs to P, who's a special storytelling computer. Cast and production credits. The princess is played by Elise Savu. The prince by Mohamed Manso Bangura. The queen by Emily Jane Kerr. The creative team. The Pea and the Princess is written by Rachel Barnett-Jones, with direction by Gemma Last. Set and costume design is by T.K. Hay. Lighting design is by Sherry Conan. The sound designer is Yvonne Gilbert. The composer and lyrics are by Holly Mallett. The musical director and vocal coach is Lauren Dyer. Puppet designer and maker is Maya Kirkman-Richards. The animator is Connor McMullen. The voiceover artist is John Last. This is the end of the introduction to The Pea and the Princess at Polka Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please call the box office on 020 8543 4888.